Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
I'm Echo.
We're here with a pretty busy absolute beginner lesson, but there's a lot to go through today, so let's just dive into it. Okay, we're back, and let's go through this line by line. Echo will read the Chinese, and then I'll read the English translation.
累吗?
累吗?
Are you tired?
累吗?
Tired?
累吗?
Tired?
嗯,我很累。
I'm very tired.
嗯,我很累。
Or yeah, I'm very tired.
嗯,我很累。
Yeah, I'm very tired.
你该睡觉。
You should sleep.
你该睡觉。You
should sleep.
你该睡觉。You
should sleep.
我还有工作。I've
still got work.
我还有工作。I
still have work.
我还有工作。I've
still got work. Okay, let's go back and listen to this one more time, and then we'll come back with a more detailed discussion of what exactly is going on here.
累吗?
我很累。你该睡觉。我还有工作。
累吗?
我很累。你该睡觉。我还有工作。Okay,
we're back. And let's take a look at what's happening here. It sounds pretty busy, but it's really pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first line is...
累吗?
累吗?
Now, 累 means tired.
Mm-hmm.
And then 吗... is a thing you
for
put...
For a question.
Yeah, you put it on the end of a sentence to make it into a yes or no question.
Yeah.
So if you just say, 累, you're saying tired, mm-hmm. or I'm tired, or he, she, or it is tired.
Yeah.
But if you say, 累吗? It's a question.
It's a question.
Am I tired? Are you tired? Mm-hmm. Is he, she, it tired?
Mm-hmm.
And then we see that word, 累, again in the next sentence.
我很累。我很累。
So this is really... I
very tired. 我很累.
I
我
very
很
and then tired.
累.
Pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very tired.
我很累.
Now we can swap out that last word, 累 or tired, mm-hmm. and swap in other words. So if you wanted to say I'm very hungry,
我很饿.
I very hungry. And by the same token, if you want to say, are you hungry?
你饿吗?
Right, so you, hungry, and then ma, mm-hmm. this yes or no question word. If you want to swap in another word, I'm very busy.
我很忙.
Mang means busy.
我很忙.
Are you busy?
你忙吗?
Right, so you, busy, and then ma.
Mm-hmm.
The next sentence is a little more complicated, but it's pretty manageable, I think.
你该睡觉.
Right, so this is you should, and then sleep. 睡觉 means sleep.
你该睡觉.
该 is actually short for
应该,
which means should or ought to.
Mm-hmm. You can also say 你应该睡觉.
This, again, is really pretty straightforward. You should sleep.
Yeah.
Then the last sentence, the woman says, you know, I can't sleep because...
我还有工作。我还有工作。
So this is I or me,
mm-hmm.
which is...
我。
And then still have.
还有。
Now this is actually nice because it's the same as English. 还 means still,
mm-hmm.
and 有, 有 means have.
Mm-hmm.
And then she says work.
Yeah, 工作。
Right, so... this can be a noun or a verb, work. Mm-hmm. So if you want to say I work,
我工作。
If you want to say I have work,
我有工作。
And if you want to say I still have work,
我还有工作。
我还有工作。
Now if you want to say not I still have work, but I still have stuff to do, something to do, you could say
我还有事儿。
I still have
事儿。我
still have
还有
stuff
事儿。
Let's go back and listen to the dialogue one more time, bearing all this stuff in mind.
累吗？
嗯，我很累。
你该睡觉。
我还有工作。
累吗？
嗯，我很累。
你该睡觉。
我还有工作。
Okay, we're back, and in today's lesson, we went over how to frame a yes-no question.
吗?
Which you put at the end of the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
We learned how to say tired.
累.
We learned how to say should.
该.
And still have.
还有.
Now, if you have any questions or if there is anything you didn't quite get,
you can write to me at echo@popupchinese.com or just post on the site. We'll be there for you.
Yeah, we look forward to hearing from you. In another note, if you're coming back and checking the site regularly, you might want to subscribe to the RSS feed. Mm-hmm. That'll tell you automatically if there are any updates to the lesson categories that you've subscribed to. And you could save yourself a bit of time.
Yeah. Okay. See you next time.